The battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you promise to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me.
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Hello to all the listeners out there. You're listening to Daily with Namana with your host, Namana Ahmed. Inshallah you're well, and inshallah you enjoy this week's episode. Daily with Namana is a weekly chat show where I discuss different topics, variety of topics, range from Islamic point of view, Islamic studies, to general health, to the news, weather, to COVID-19 situation. And I also do guests as well, where I do discussions and interviews as well. And it's a nice chill show. It's aimed for everyone from the youths to the elderly, and it comes out every Sunday evening, inshallah. If you would like more details, so like how to be interviewed by me, or you would like to let me know any feedback or suggestions, then you can either text me on my number if you got it, or message me on Instagram, which is Namana Official, NIHMANAH Official. That's where I talk about my podcast and behind the scenes stuff, and you can DM me there for suggestions and feedback, and if you would like to be interviewed by me. So this week I'll be just continuing on the series of Dua using the Nata Nanib of Alice Mandela series. I'll be also doing like a how to start your day in a prophetic way, and I'll also be talking about my level 1 marathon journey and why have I decided to start my marathon journey, like officially. So inshallah you guys enjoy it, and yeah, let's get on with the this week's episode. So it's time for the Dua using the 99 of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala series. So this week we were looking at L-L-A-D, which is number 94, which is the guide, the provider of guidance, Al-A-D. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allah Al-A-D, we know that you are the ultimate guide. Ya Al-A-D, guide us on the straight path and make us of those who keep asking sincerely for your guidance in every matter. Ameen. Ya Al-A-D, inspire us to be aware and thankful for your guidance, and aware of those who deserve to seek it, and for aid us to invite others in Islam, and bless us with the ultimate guidance we need to enter your paradise. Ameen. Ya Al-A'di, please let me always turn to your Quran and the teaching and the life of the prophets, and with your guidance find support and ease. Ameen. Ya Al-A'di, I beg for your guidance. I am desperate for your guidance throughout my whole life. Bless me and my family with your guidance. Without your guidance, we are lost. Guide us on the straight path. Ameen. So ameen. So jazakallah khair for listening to this week's segment of the Dua using the 99 verse 1 of the series. Next week we'll be looking at Al-Badi and Al-Baqi. So number 95 and 96. And we only got, after this week, we only got three more names left. It's coming to an end, guys. You know, good things have to come to an end. But watch this space for a new series I'll be doing after this one's closed. So, yeah. So, you will hear more of the series next week, inshallah. So now I'm going to play you guys a nasheed, which is actually one of my favourite nasheeds, which is I Believe by Mahan Zain, and I can't remember who's by the other person, but I know it's by Mahan Zain. It's one of my favourite nasheeds, and it does have a true meaning, like you have to believe in yourself, and with everything that you do, and yeah, until then, I'll see you guys after break, and then after the ad break, I'll be talking about my marathon level 1, because yesterday I did my level 1 qualification marathon, you could say, and why I'm decided to do this, and also how to start your day the prophetic way. Till then, I'll see you guys after the shade break.
Searching for the light, and you see no hope in sight. Be sure and have no doubt, He is always close to you. He's the one who knows you best. He knows what's in your heart. You'll find your peace at last if you just have faith in Him. You're always in my heart and mind. Your name is mentioned every day. I follow you no matter what. My biggest wish is to see you one day. 'Cause I believe, I believe, I believe. Do you believe?
Used to be so full of love and harmony. He fought for peace and liberty, and never would he hurt anything. He was a mercy for mankind, a teacher till the end of time. No creature could be compared with him, so full of light and blessings. You're always in my heart and mind. Your name is mentioned every day. I follow you no matter what. God will to me one day. 'Cause I believe, I believe, I believe. Do you believe? Oh,
trials will come, but surely they will fade away.
If you just believe what is fancy, just open your heart
and let His love flow through.
Assalamu alaikum. Hello to all the listeners again. Once again, you're tuning in to Daily with Namana, which is Namana Amen. Inshallah, you guys enjoyed I Believe by Mahin Zain as our initiate break this week. And now I'm going to be talking about my level 1 Makaton and how to start your day the prophetic way. And I inshallah hope you guys enjoy it. But before I talk about how to start your day the prophetic way, I'll be talking about Makaton and my completion of level one. So why did I decide to do this course, do the Makaton course in the first place? Well, one of my goals is to inspire everyone to learn science, even in BSL, SSE, or Makaton. And another reason is make the world more inclusive, and it's a nice skill to have because in the future, I want to work with children who has learning difficulties or got special needs, but like as a healthcare system or whatever, like work with children basically, and this skill really helps. So in the level one, you get information like what is Makaton and different the symbols and like other stuff. You get a manual as well if you sign up. I will leave the link of where I got. Well, I'm doing my mom actually purchases. It's it costs £74. There's four levels. I think level one is like pre GCSE. Level two is GCSE. Level three is A-level style, I think, and then level 4 is like the highest you can get. So it's really good to have, even just do level 1, level 2, like, and then you get the understanding. Like, altogether, I learned, I think over 100 signs, 135, 140, like, that's how many you will learn level one on its own. Like, it's a really good skill to have. I will highly recommend it. I did it online. I know there's some face-to-face lessons in Makaton, but also there is online as well. You just have to go and find it yourself. It was over 2 days. It's actually over two mornings, 9:30 to 1:30 and PM. And for us, I'm not doing it for jealousy or anything. It's just pure for my future and my career. And also to make the world more inclusive and accessibility. And just help people. Like, try and help people the best I can. Even as waking up early and doing a course. And I will. But you get a certificate. You also get a manual, which has got everything in there. That you'll get the support from a tutor. Which mine is like Lucy McAllister, I think. I'll leave her Instagram so you can find more information down below. And yeah, it's really good to you highly recommend it. I said that 3 times, but it's really highly recommended. The tradition just breaks every hour, so you don't have to be on the screen for over 4 hours. That's how long it is, like, in one day. And yeah. And I'm doing my level 2 the second to last week of Jan. So 22nd and 23rd. So that she has evening classes. She's also have morning, weekend morning ones. And she's also got, you can feel them, she has a weekend one, but it's like one day. It's like it's 9:30 to 5:00. So if you want to complete like your level 2 in one day, or level 1 in one day, then she's got some options. I think she's got level 3 and level 4 options as well, like one day. Not too sure. But go and check her out. I'll leave her Instagram and all that down below so you can check it out. So yeah, I hope you guys enjoy a bit about my level 1 Makaton. And now I'm going to be talking about how to start your day in the prophet way style, and I hope you guys enjoy it. So how to start your day the prophetic way. So I'm going to read the hadith first before talking about corrections and incorrections. The Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whoever is concerned about the hereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place rich men in his heart, bring his affairs together, and the world will come to him, although he is reluctant for it. Whoever is concerned about the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place poverty between his eyes, disorders his affairs, and will get nothing in his world but what is to squeeze for him. That source Sunnat al-Thimithi 2465. So that's hadith for those wanting to know about how to start your day. So the correct I tell you the correct mindful, I'm going to tell you the incorrect mindful. Whoever appears the day of the morning of with the greatest priority being in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would disbreathe his affairs. His income and belongings will eventually be lost. His heart and mind will be filled with stress. He will not receive more than what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give to him. So that's incorrect. And then the correct is whoever approached the day of mourning with the greatness, priorities being in hereafter. 1. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring his affairs together. 2. Whatever he has is protected. 3. His heart is filled with peace. Last one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send his share to him with honor. And to wrap it up, how to implant it. Having the correct mind is key. A person is should train their mind to prioritize and think of the hereafter as soon as they awake. For example, by changing one intention, they can make everything in their routine an act of worship. For example, going to work to earn a lawful income to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person does this regularly, they will notice that they have divined the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, divine help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that was how to... So that's how you start your day with the prophetic way. And inshallah, I hope you guys enjoy it. And also, jazakallah khair for listening to this week's episode of Day with Namana, which has Namana Ahmed. Inshallah, I hope you guys enjoy it, where I continue the series on the Nata series. I talked about a bit of my level one. About the bit of my level one, marathon, and alhamdulillah, I'll be doing my level two, 22nd and 23rd, same time of 9 in the morning till 1:30. And also I just talked about how to start your day the prophetic way. So inshallah, I hope you guys enjoy it. And yeah, watch this series for next week. Till then, you can hear more from me next week. Allah Hafiz and peace out for now. Bye.
The line, I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything
Everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. I try to start all over again. My shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. Turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me.